spell that with a C.
E-L-I-Z-A. Eliza.
And then her, her mother's name then was Baker.
What? Moses. And my mother's grandmother led the grand march with the governor of Texas. Well, who was it? First one.
I don't know.
Oh, mercy.
We should know our Texas history better than that.
Well, anyway.
First governor of Texas.
Huh? Uh-huh. They had the inaugural ball, and they read the...
How exciting.
Huh?
How exciting.
Grandma used to tell me about it. And she let all this Tomball oil field go for taxes. She let her taxes go. And she tried to get us, they were, you know, it was just acreage there down in there, and it's swamp.
Yeah.
And she told John if he would pay the taxes, just owed $100.
Yeah.
Several years back taxes. And he wouldn't do it, and I begged him to. Oh, no, can't do it. Now, today, I own 15 acres of that Tomball down there. Yes, my mother, finally, the squatters got it. And my brother went down and got straightened out, and Mama got quite a little bit back, collective. And then when my mother died, well, we sold it to the highest bidder. And one of our brother-in-laws, our baby sister's husband, bought it.
Oh, was okay. The
highest bidder.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. And I raised her, Nellie, you might say.
Is that right?
I was at home, and I was the only girl at home. And I wagged her. I weaned her.
Yeah.
Broke her from her panties and everything. And when she died this August, be 2 years ago, she willed that land to me, and that, and I get the royalty off of it. Sometimes it's extortionate, and sometimes it drops a little.
Yeah.
It fluctuates, you know, with crude oil and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. When they bought that land, did they know there was oil on it when they first bought it?
Uh-huh. And then you see, my mother's mother, before she was born, married one of the who own, they own half of Houston yet. They are one of the most prominent families. They were from France. And they used to come up and visit with us. And my grandmother, my mother's mother, had one son, my and he died with yellow fever during that epidemic when they had it so bad down in there. And then they came to Waco, moved to Axtell, rather. And my mother, mother married, and then my mother was born. See,
I see. Okay, you know a lot about this. I'm having trouble keeping it all straight. You know more about your family than I know about mine. I don't think I know that much about mine.
Oh, well, I always liked, and I'll tell you one reason. I probably, outside of one sister, she's greedy about things like that. She likes to hear about them.
Yeah.
And, but my mother lived with me nearly 8 years after my daddy died.
Oh, huh.
And we'd sit for hours, and we read the Bible through several times.
Oh, boy.
And she was a Bible student. She taught Sunday school always, and yet never got out of third or fourth grade when going to school. Mama would be 100, and if she were alive today, Mama would be 111 years old today.
Mm. How old was she when she moved to Axtell?
I think she might have been just maybe 4 or 5 years old. I really don't know.
How do you spell Axtell?
A-X-T-E-L-L.
Okay.